It's my pleasure to introduce to you Melissa Megstad, the owner and founder of Quick Care and Simply Beautiful. And I'd like to tell them a little bit about your business. Could you talk about what you're doing, Melissa?
Sure. I've been a nurse practitioner for a couple decades. Have done various types of practices. I've been in family practice. I've actually been a locum traveling emergency provider over the years. And a few years ago, launched into entrepreneurship with my first medical spa and opened a second one there. And then about a year and a half, well, actually going on about 2 years ago now, opened our first urgent care with a nurse practitioner partner of mine. And we have opened our second one actually officially today. And so I'm someone, yeah. I own two medical spas and I own two urgent cares, as if the first opening of the second one was today and patients have already arrived. So on to the next journey of entrepreneurship. But that's kind of a little bit about my background as far as where I've been in my practice and career as it's sort of unfolded through the years.
Congratulations. That's so exciting. Well, could you tell us a little reason about why you joined AAPN? What brought you to this organization?
Sure. Well, some of the challenges of moving from being a part of a corporate healthcare system to moving to independent practice and or entrepreneurship, you lose some of the, what I would say, support system. You lose some of the support system for guidance, compliance, billing, coding, all of the things that happen behind the scenes that if you're a clinician in a corporate healthcare system, you get a little dabbling of that, but all of that happens on the backside that you don't have to deal with. Sometimes you don't even know what you don't know when you launch into that independent practice or entrepreneurship or whatever it is. You don't know that you're missing or need to deal with the legal side of things, with the credentialing side of things. All of that is unknown information, or you may know little dabblings of it as a provider. But when you go into independent practice and own the entire business yourself, you can't have an ignorance of that piece of it. And so that's one of the things that I missed in corporate healthcare and had to learn it somewhat painfully and painstakingly through the openings of my other businesses. Now then, and you know, you sometimes feel like you're an island onto your own, that you just are out there doing things yourself and having to navigate yourself. And then I came across the American APN network and found that there were other people sort of doing what I was doing, not in my little part of the world, but other places in the United States. People are also launching into that type of practice and sort of moving into that next place of independent practice. And the American APN network is a way of connecting those people together that are like-minded, have like problems. Maybe we have different sort of pieces of each state, you know, each state has their different statutes and such, but there also is a commonality and a commonality amongst those who are walking that same journey that I really appreciated from the American APN. The other
thing,
someone organically grown out of that, is that I've also developed some partnerships with other persons in the American APN that have been win-win or beneficial for both of us too. So that was kind of an unexpected piece of that, but it's been really supportive. And I've also noticed that it's really responsive to the needs of the members. So one of my requests is I would love to have pieces of legislature that help keep me in the know of what's current for compliance or current for legislative changes that are happening in your own states, that American APN is now working to sort of make that available so that people have one place to go for updates in their states on what's been changing in their state statutes every year. So that's one of those things that I've appreciated them hearing the feedback of what I need to practice well in my independent practice.
That's fantastic. Could you just talk a little bit about how the platform has helped you and what are some of the challenges of switching from one to the other?
Sure. So like I said before, that I'm well-versed in electronic medical records, having been a traveling nurse practitioner. Every hospital has their own EMR, even if it's a version of a larger or different one, they all use it differently. So I have been trained on so many EHRs, from the most well-known to obsolete. And so, you know, I'm well-versed in the challenges of a provider learning a new set of EHRs. I think probably one of the most frustrating things about a clinician using EHRs is that it was no longer used to communicate from one provider to another or to remind me personally what happened in the visit on another occasion. We used to document for the purpose of informing one another what happened or informing ourselves and reminding ourselves what we did. And then, having been doing this for, many years, it's morphed into what do you have to do to get billing and reimbursement? What do you have to do to submit to an insurance company or to Medicare, whatever? What boxes do you have to check to actually get reimbursed? And so instead of being a communication device or something that I use myself to help me do my practice better, it has become, and I've heard many a clinician complain about that, is something that we just enter data. We enter data in for somebody else to use for reimbursement. Now, I'm not saying that you can't get reimbursed. You got to keep the lights on. You got to keep the payroll. You have to get reimbursed. But why can't it be both? Why can't it be something that a clinician thinks is useful and makes their workflow easier in the moment, but also is the other piece of making sure all the dots and are on the I's and all the T's are crossed? Why can't it be both? And instead, we've got to come back to this place of where it's useful to clinicians, but also gets the reimbursement that we need to keep the lights on and keep the payroll going. So when I was looking at the care plan or care span platform, my first glimpse into it, I was excited to see that it's useful to the clinician. I've used it and been 90% done with my record keeping the minute I leave the patient's room. My nurses love it. The other thing that I noticed about it, and having done many trainings on EHRs, you can spend an enormous amount of time teaching someone an EHR, whether it's new staff, new front desk people, new providers. There's a learning curve of hours of training. And still, when you first get on the floor, it's stressful because it's difficult to use and has so many clicking and things that are not necessarily intuitive, but are there for billing. I have trained all my staff within 15 minutes on how to get on CareSpan, how to get a patient record, on the schedule, how to put in your data, and how to use it as a provider. Now, all my staff who were used to our old EHR love the new CareSpan platform. Now, I had to try and convince them, because you're right, when you're going to switch from an EHR program that you feel like you know, and it might be the most cumbersome, because mine was cumbersome, took a lot of clicks, was a huge learning curve how to use. We had to actually have 3 days, 4 hours of training for each staff member to learn it. That's a lot of money that you're doing to try and overcome a very high learning curve. Plus, even when we first started using it, our first few days, my gosh, it was so stressful. It was terrible. So my staff was really anxious about switching to another EHR because they remembered how bad it was to learn the first one. And it might be miserable, but it's something you know. And so you don't want to switch thinking, okay, at least if I'm miserable in this, at least I know what my misery is. So then I'm saying, yes, we're going to switch. Yes, we're going to switch. Yes, we're going to switch. They're going, oh no, oh no, oh no. And then they went through the training and said, I knew how to do this in 15 minutes. I could do this in 15 minutes. And within one day of doing 15 patients, we did 15 patients in one day, the nurse I was working with, she goes, I got this. I got this. I can do this. I only want to use CareSpan. I don't want to have to use our other one anymore. I said, I know, but we're just testing it out. So we have to use our other one. So she begs to use CareSpan whenever we can. So now that we've switched over, guess what? I don't have to listen to her complain to me about the fact that she can't use CareSpan that day.
That's just great. Liz. I'm so glad to hear that. My last question would be, has the platform helped you with your business? Has it expanded any opportunities, or how has it impacted your business model and your future?
So what I'm I'm exploring a few little options. I actually haven't even talked to the CareSpan folks about this because I have a couple more things that I had not thought about expanding in my business because it was too cumbersome and I didn't want to deal with it, especially in my medical spa side. So I have a couple ideas now. It's being an entrepreneur at heart. I'm always looking for how to build bigger and expand further. But there are sometimes so much limitations in the business side of things or the credentialing side of things, that you put it over to the side because you don't want to have to deal with it. Now yep. that I have this wonderful team of the CareSpan platform, American APN, all of these things that are doing my work for me on that side, I can go to my first love, which is that creative expansion, that entrepreneur spirit that I have. And I get to delve into that a little bit more because somebody else is doing the rest of this work that I don't like to do. So yeah. I'm excited to explore a few things that I think are going to be great. And because somebody else is doing my work, somebody else is taking care of all this other stuff that, for those who have the entrepreneur spirit, you talk to every business owner, not just people in healthcare. Every business owner says they hate that part. They love their work. They love the creative part. They love to do in the work that they love. They hate the billing. And for us, it's billing, coding, credentialing, licensure, all of this on this side. They hate that part. They love the work. And now that somebody else is doing that part where I can just shove all that to the folks who are experts at it, I'm excited about these little things that are turning my head to take things up another notch. So that's things to come. I can't announce it on this, but I've got little wheels turning. Absolutely.
Oh, Melissa, it's just wonderful to have you in the network. The other colleagues just adore you. And it's you're a great example of the power of an integrated network of nurse practitioners around the country. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. I love being a part of the American APN. Love my colleagues. It's been a joy to get to learn about them and what they're doing too.